This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
I did a study one time and discovered 9 reasons why people reject Christ. The study was based on my own personal experience and the Word of God. I spent quite a bit of time reflecting on my own experience and witnessing to other people. I recalled my own experience in coming to faith in Christ and heard the testimonies of scores of believers as they told of the things that had kept them from becoming a Christian. I'd like to discuss one of these reasons with you today. Simply stated, the person says, "I don't think I could make it as a Christian. I know myself too well. Even if I came to Christ, I know that pretty soon the old habits and sins would reappear. My resistance would be too weak, and I just couldn't hold out. I'd be back to my old ways again." Does the Bible have an answer to his problem? Yes, of course it does. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, I couldn't hold out. Generally, the person who has that problem is quite sincere. He knows himself, knows his weakness and the grip that certain sins have on him, and he really doesn't think there's much use trying. But his real problem is stated simply and clearly by Jesus himself. "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." In the first place, the question must be asked, when a person becomes a Christian, who holds on to whom? Listen to the words of Peter. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." We are kept by the power of God. It is like a little boy and his dad walking along the ice. The father does not hold one finger down for the little boy's cold little hand to cling to. Not at all. He reaches down his large, strong hand and grasps the boy's hands firmly in his own. We are kept by the power of God. Another problem is this. He does not understand the transforming power of the grace of God. I was talking to a fellow in our home one night about becoming a Christian. He had come over to our home for a meal, and the two of us were doing dishes together. He said, "Leroy, I'm afraid that if I did make that decision for Christ, I'd not be able to hold out. The first thing I did was give him 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." I illustrated it this way. There comes a time in the life of a caterpillar worm when it enters a cocoon and stays there for some time. When it emerges, a strange and wonderful thing has happened. A metamorphosis, a transformation has taken place. It emerges a beautiful butterfly that lives a completely different lifestyle than that which it lived as a fuzzy little worm. It now soars in the air, glides among the trees and flowers. It does not have any desire to crawl around in the dust of the earth. It's a brand new creature, a whole new creation of God. So it is with the person who experiences the new birth in Christ. He is a new creation in Christ. The old habits and desires are replaced by a new set of things for which he hungers and thirsts. The Bible begins to make sense. He enjoys fellowship with other Christians, which, by the way, is a necessity to strengthen his new spiritual life. With proper follow-up, he learns how to study the Scriptures and spend time in prayer. New life has begun. May God bless you as you grow in your life in Christ.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 800-480-8934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.